Welcome to episode 857 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
The biblical account of Daniel in the lion's den and the narrative of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross present two profound examples of faithfulness, obedience, and divine deliverance. Both stories, while set in vastly different contexts, converge on the themes of unwavering trust in God and the ultimate victory over death. Daniel, a man of exceptional faith, found himself facing certain death in a den of lions. This was the consequence not of wrongdoing, but of his steadfast commitment to worship God alone, defying a royal decree. Daniel's situation seemed hopeless, yet he faced it with a peace that comes from a deep trust in God's sovereignty. Similarly, Jesus faced the ultimate trial, death on a cross. Like Daniel, Jesus was innocent. His crime was his unwavering devotion to God's will and his claim of divinity. Jesus knew the cost of his mission on earth. Still, he embraced his path with obedience, praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Not my will, but yours be done." Daniel's deliverance from the lion's den is a powerful testament to God's ability to save. It wasn't Daniel's cleverness or strength that saved him, but his faith in God. Similarly, Jesus' resurrection on the third day was the Father's powerful affirmation of Jesus' identity and mission, a divine deliverance that proclaimed victory over sin and death. Daniel's story teaches us about the importance of faithfulness to God, even when it leads us into the lion's den of our own lives. It shows that God honors those who honor him, delivering them in his perfect timing. Jesus' journey to the cross, meanwhile, is the ultimate expression of obedience to God's will, a path that led to suffering but ultimately to the salvation of humanity.
Today's top 10 list.
10 parallels between Daniel and Jesus, highlighting God's saving power.
Number 1.
False accusation and imprisonment. Daniel, a man distinguished by his unwavering loyalty to God, found himself ensnared by the jealousy of royal officials. These adversaries manipulated the king into decreeing a law that ultimately led to Daniel's imprisonment within a den of lions. Similarly, Jesus, embodying perfect obedience to the Father, was betrayed and handed over by religious leaders, threatened by his teachings and authority. Both were falsely accused, Daniel for his unassailable faith, Jesus for claims his accusers could not comprehend. Like Daniel and Jesus, believers may face misunderstanding, false accusation, and persecution for their faith. Yet these stories also affirm that such trials are not the end, but a testament to God's faithfulness to those who remain loyal to him.
Number 2.
Death sentence imposed. The sentences imposed on Daniel and Jesus were both designed to be inescapable and final. Daniel was cast into a den of lions, a fate that, under ordinary circumstances, promised certain death. Jesus was crucified, subjected to a brutal execution reserved for the most egregious offenders in Roman society. The imposition of these death sentences underscores a pivotal spiritual principle. God's plans and purposes cannot be thwarted by human designs. In the darkest moments, when all seems lost, God's power is most vividly demonstrated. The inescapable becomes escapable, the end becomes a beginning, and death becomes a doorway to life.
Number 3.
Divine intervention. The miraculous deliverances of Daniel and Jesus stand as powerful testimonies to God's intervention. For Daniel, an angel was sent to shut the lions' mouths, preserving his life amidst certain death. For Jesus, the greatest miracle of all was manifested resurrection. God did not merely preserve life but restored it, conquering death itself through Jesus' resurrection. These divine interventions highlight that God's saving power is not limited by the constraints of human possibility. In situations where no hope seems apparent, God's sovereignty prevails. Daniel's deliverance foreshadows the greater deliverance accomplished through Jesus' salvation, not just from physical death, but from eternal separation from God.
Number 4.
Defied expectations. Daniel's survival in the den of lions and Jesus's resurrection from the dead both represent situations where the anticipated outcomes, according to human logic, were completely overturned. These stories teach us that God specializes in the impossible, reminding us that what seems insurmountable to us is but an opportunity for His power to be displayed. The deliverance of Daniel and the resurrection of Jesus serve as powerful affirmations of God's sovereignty, emphasizing that no circumstance, no matter how dire, is beyond His control or intervention.
Number 5.
Symbolic of death and rebirth. Daniel's descent into the lion's den, a place representing certain death, mirrors Jesus' burial after His crucifixion. Yet in both instances, what is symbolically and literally a confrontation with death becomes a triumphant narrative of rebirth and new life. Daniel emerges unscathed, a living testimony to God's deliverance, while Jesus' resurrection marks the defeat of death itself, offering new life to all who believe.
Number 6.
Public vindication. The aftermath of both trials sees Daniel and Jesus publicly vindicated, their faith and divine mission affirmed before skeptics and adversaries. Daniel is brought out of the lion's den unharmed, witnessed by the king and his court, proving the sovereignty of the God he serves. Similarly, Jesus appears to his disciples and many others after his resurrection, his divine nature and the truth of his teachings unequivocally confirmed. These acts of public vindication serve not only as proof of God's faithfulness to those who are loyal to Him, but also as a declaration of His power and authority. Through Daniel and Jesus, God makes it known that truth and righteousness will ultimately be upheld, reinforcing the message that faith in Him will be honored and vindicated.
Number 7.
Empowerment and witness. Both experiences empowered them to continue their mission and bear witness to God's saving power. Daniel continued serving the king. Jesus ascended to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit to comfort and empower those whom He left behind.
Number 8.
Demonstration of faithfulness. Daniel's refusal to compromise his prayer life, despite knowing the penalty, illustrates unwavering commitment to God above earthly laws. Similarly, Jesus' submission to the crucifixion, fully aware of the impending suffering, embodies the ultimate act of obedience to the Father's will. These acts of faithfulness demonstrate that true allegiance to God often requires standing firm in one's beliefs, even when faced with death. Their examples inspire believers to persevere in faith, regardless of the trials or persecutions that may come.
Number 9.
Hope for deliverance. Both stories offer hope for deliverance from suffering and injustice, pointing towards God's ultimate victory.
Number 10.
God's power over life and death. Both narratives emphasize God's ultimate power over life and death, highlighting His ability to save beyond human comprehension. These parallels remind us that God's power to save transcends human limitations and defies earthly expectations. While the situations and contexts differ, both Daniel and Jesus offer powerful testimonies to God's faithfulness and ability to deliver His people, bringing hope and encouragement to believers of all times. As followers of Christ, we are called to a life of faithfulness and obedience. Like Daniel, we may face trials because of our faith. Like Jesus, we are called to carry our crosses, submitting to God's will, even when it's challenging. In both stories, we find the promise that God is with us in every trial, working all things together for our good and His glory. As you go about your day, consider the lion's dens in your own life, those situations that test your faith and obedience. Reflect on how you can exhibit trust in God's deliverance, just as Daniel did, and embrace a posture of obedience, following the example of Jesus. Remember, the same God who delivered Daniel and raised Jesus from the dead is with you today, offering strength, peace, and victory.
Father, thank you for the examples of Daniel and Jesus, who showed us what it means to be faithful and obedient even unto death. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.